This is Sex Crazy here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Now, if you know anything about Roger Stone, he is one of the most repugnant political operatives in our nation's history. He really, truly is a deplorable. And of course, he's an extremely close confidant of Donald Trump. He is as astonishingly sexist as Donald Trump is, and an embarrassment to the swing community. And Roger Stone is called Hillary Clinton a whore politically. That was one of his latest, along with the idea that we should have the first double husband-wife execution since the Rosenbergs. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were executed 60 years ago. People in the Trump campaign have been calling for Hillary's execution, and now notorious dirty trickster Roger Stone is saying that Bill Clinton traded missile technology secrets to the Chinese in return for money. Now, there's no evidence for that at all. It's just another part of what he does. He just makes shit up. He believes that Hillary Clinton should be executed for murder. And he's at the same time got a new thing he's floating where he's claiming that Bill Clinton is hopelessly addicted to cocaine. And he's the one calling Hillary Clinton a political whore? By the way, he said that he was proud to be one of the deplorables, and he really, really is. We talked about the Value Voters Summit yesterday, but here's one we sort of missed, and it is certainly appropriate for a sex crazy. It involves one of their speakers, Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Here's why he thinks he is so uniquely qualified to make decisions on women's reproductive choice issues. He said, "Too many people in Washington have never had a real job, and so unlike him, they never had to deal with an employee coming to them and revealing that she is pregnant. But once that happened, he took his employee to a crisis pregnancy center, which helped the employee to make the choice of life." Now, we've talked about crisis pregnancy centers. They are fraudulent, they lie to you, and they provide absolutely no care whatsoever. They are essentially fronts for anti-abortion organizations, and this is what he thinks employers should do for their employees. Tim Scott was appointed to his position by Governor Nikki Haley and has a 100% pro-life voting record, and he believes that business owners should have the right to make decisions about the reproductive health care choices of their employees. When it comes to just flat-out crazy, I mean, no one can beat Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. Dr. Gohmert, and I'm putting that in air quotes, has diagnosed Hillary Clinton as mentally impaired, and now he says that he was right when he warned the nation that the passage of the hate crimes bill would turn the U.S. into Nazi Germany and lead the way to the legalization of pedophilia, bestiality, and necrophilia. Yes, again, this is another absolutely crazy speech at the Value Voters Summit. So while bragging about how right he was when he said in 2009 that the Matthew Shepard Hate Crime Act would lead to the persecution of Christians, during his self-congratulating speech, he failed to give a single example. To my knowledge, not only is pedophilia, bestiality, and necrophilia not legal, there are not any big movements to legalize them. So that's Louie Gohmert. He was right, even though absolutely nothing that he predicted came true. With his predictive track record, I think we can not worry when he says that Hillary Clinton is bent on taking away your freedom of speech and allowing that part of the Muslim Brotherhood plan of subjugating the U.S. Constitution to Sharia law. Wayne Allen Root claims that he is in frequent contact with Donald Trump, and he's led campaign rallies for him in Nevada. And I don't know that he's made this suggestion to Donald Trump, but he certainly did say it, proposing this concept rather publicly. He said that people who receive federal benefits such as Medicaid, welfare, and food stamps should lose their right to vote, along with another interesting group, women who use free contraception under the Affordable Care Act. That's right. If you take advantage of the Affordable Care Act, something that is guaranteed as a right for you to get contraception under your health plan, which, by the way, is not free. It is one of the benefits of your health plan, which you are paying for. If you do that, you should lose your right to vote. And, of course, this would only apply to women. Now, I imagine he wishes they could implement this really, really quickly. It would dramatically reduce the number of women who were allowed to vote, and that would certainly help his chosen candidate, Donald Trump, because women don't like him very much. David Barton is sort of the official conservative historian for the Republican Party. He believes in a revisionist version of American history in which the Founding Fathers were all God-fearing Christians who believed the same things that he does. He has recently been calling himself Doctor, and he's had to back away from that when it was proven that no doctorate for him exists. His historical scholarship is noted for its lack of actual scholarship. He pretty much just makes things up to reshape the world into his worldview. And of course he was at the Value Voters Summit. And he made it clear that for Christians, they don't have any right to pick their top voting issues. God's already done that for them. He said that while you might care about immigration or climate change, that can't be in your top five, because he's already determined what God has picked as the top five. And these have to be abortion, marriage, public acknowledgement of religion, judicial nominations, and support for Israel, because, you know, God said in the Bible those were the things that were the most important. David Barton does his research from history books that don't seem to really be about any actual history, and his interpretation of the Bible doesn't seem to be about anything that is actually in the Bible.